Two of the biggest economic events we've seen in the U.S. in the last year have been the tax bill passed in December and the big spending bill that was approved last month. And economists and politicians have been debating the impact of these bills. Would this add a lot to the federal deficit? Would it grow the economy? Is this economic disaster? Economic boost?
And everyone was waiting for this one report from the Congressional Budget Office. The CBO is part of the government, and it provides economic and budget information to Congress. It's nonpartisan. A lot of people trust it, but everybody pays attention to what it says.
So many of us were anxiously waiting to see what the CBO said, and now we know.
Jared Bernstein is an economist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He also worked on President Obama's economic team, and he was one of the people waiting for the CBO report, which came out on Monday.
So when it comes to the tax cut, for example, the CBO found that it will add just under $2 trillion to the national debt by 2028.
That sounds like a lot. Is that a lot?
You know, that's a good question. Let me see. It's a harder question than you think.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. This is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. Today's story, what does a big budget deficit mean for the economy and for the future?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dell Technologies. What can a pizza chain teach you about pivoting? Where does Bitcoin's true value lie? And does your inbox need AI? Search for Trailblazers in your favorite podcast app to hear all those stories and more.
The big takeaway from the Congressional Budget Office report is this. The federal budget deficit is about to go up. Way up. And so is the debt.
And there is a difference between the deficit and the debt. Here's how it works. When the government doesn't raise enough money in taxes to pay for all of its spending, it borrows the extra money it needs. And however much it borrows in a single year is that year's deficit. And every year that there's a deficit, it adds to the overall amount of the country's debt.
For example, right now, the CBO estimates this year's deficit is going to be $804 billion. And that is today's indicator, $804 billion. That is the shortfall between tax revenue and how much the government will spend this year.
And this is going to add to the national debt, because the national debt is basically the grand total of all the deficits that the government has run in the past. And this year, the national debt is, according to the CBO, expected to reach $15.7 trillion.
That is a lot of trillions.
We throw around billions and trillions, but it's actually really important to talk about this stuff as a share of the economy. So right now, the debt as a share of our economy is around 77%. That's actually quite high in historical terms. Well, CBO now projects that it's going to go up to well north of 95% by 2028. So we're really talking about numbers that we haven't seen in terms of debt to GDP since World War II, when we had a really good excuse for inflating the debt.
GDP, or gross domestic product, is a measure of the economy. It is a tally of all the goods and services an economy produces in a single year. And as Jared just said, within the next decade, that debt as a share of the economy is expected to get as high as it's been since World War II. So, running a really high deficit, is that so bad?
The thing about deficits is that you really can't say deficits are good or deficits are bad. It's very time dependent. So when you're in a recession, your question should never be, is the deficit too large? It should be, is the deficit large enough to temporarily offset the cyclical downturn?
Now, our economy is not in a cyclical downturn right now. Our economy is growing. And when the economy is growing, you would think that the deficit would be shrinking every year. Because when the economy grows, people and companies make more money, so they pay more in taxes. More tax revenue means less borrowing is needed by the government. Voila, smaller deficits.
But the CBO report says that is not what's going to happen. The deficit will actually be going up, even though right now the economy is growing. And there are a few reasons for this. One of the big ones is that we have an aging population. So a lot more people are going to be using services like Medicare and Social Security. But another reason for the growing deficit is the tax cut. And this idea of a growing deficit in a growing economy, this worries Jared.
So I worry about budget deficits for two reasons. First, there's increased interest payments on the public debt. And when your debt is really large, even a little increase in interest rates can make that part of government spending more expensive.
Reason number one to fear the deficit, interest payments. So, one of the main ways the U.S. government raises money is by selling its debt.
Through treasuries. Selling treasuries. The government sells treasuries, investors buy treasuries. And because these investors are essentially lending money to the government, they get paid interest by the government. Jared is saying that as the U.S. debt goes up, the government will have to issue more treasuries to raise money and therefore make more interest payments. And all those interest payments, they can add up.
And there's another potential issue with treasuries that the CBO also talks about in its report, which is the possibility that interest rates on those treasuries will go up. And this is because investors might see all of this new debt the U.S. is issuing and think U.S. treasuries are a riskier investment than they used to be. And they might demand a higher interest rate. But there is a second reason Jared is worried about the deficit. And this reason is less about economics and more about psychology.
Somewhere out there is a recession, a downturn. I don't know where it is. I hope it's far away from where we are right now. And when we hit that recession, if your debt burden is 80%, 85%, which is where CBO tells us it's going, the Congress will be far less likely to enact the necessary offsetting fiscal policies, the kinds of programs that help people in a downturn. So what I worry about with these very high budget deficits is the absence of perceived fiscal space.
Jared worries that when the budget deficit is really high, the government won't be willing to do what's necessary to fight a recession. So even if the government should borrow money at that moment to help the economy and keep people employed, it won't, because people are so worried about the deficit, they won't want to borrow any money.
Jared says historically, that is exactly what's happened. When a country's debt-to-GDP ratio is low, it has tended to spend more money more quickly to help its economy after there's a financial shock. And of course, the reverse is also true. When the debt-to-GDP ratio is very high, a country will be less likely to spend money fast and aggressively to help its economy. And right now, the national debt is growing. Jared cites a recent paper for all this from economists Christina and David Romer.
Jared also worries that concerns about the deficit will cause legislators to cut programs like Social Security. The same legislators, he said, who passed the tax bill and the spending bill in the first place, the bills that are leading to these higher deficits.
They're in violation of what I've called the Bernstein rule. So you want to hear the Bernstein rule?
Oh, my gosh. You have a rule named after yourself?
Well, I named it after
myself.
Self-named
after himself, right?
Yeah. Is that a bad thing to name
no,
a rule
I
after yourself?
No, I think it's fantastic. Okay. I really want to hear the Bernstein
thing.
Rule. This
here's
is the best
the
thing.
So here's the Bernstein rule. If you voted for the tax cut, you can't complain about the deficit.
I like it.
What is your enforcement mechanism?
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
In a lot of ways, Jared says, the problem with a lot of debt is that people are afraid of a lot of debt.
The worst thing about deficits is that people are really scared of them and will do things that I view as foolish, like not offsetting a recession. And I've often accused Washington of having deficit attention disorder, which is...
That's so great.
That's Bernstein rule number 42,
oh, I love
paying
it.
Excessive attention to deficits just based on really no substantive economic thinking.
I really am appreciating all of your Bernstein rules, too, by the way. Is the first Bernstein rule that you cannot talk about Bernstein rules?
No.
Oh, that's good for us.
The first Bernstein rule is that you must talk about Bernstein
rules. Bernstein rules.
My wife doesn't like Bernstein rules. Okay. Yeah, so.
What's unique about the human experience, and what do we all have in common? I'm Guy Raz. Every week on TED Radio Hour, we go on a journey through the big ideas, emotions, and discoveries that fill all of us with wonder. Find it on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.